And he wanted to document the investigations into U.S. President Donald Trump's ties to Russia and possible obstruction of justice. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Andrew McCabe says he worried the probes could vanish in the night without a trace. He tells CBS's 60 Minutes he wanted to put the Russia case on absolutely solid ground in an indelible fashion to make sure it could not be closed without any record if he was fired, like his former boss, Jim Comey. The interview with McCabe will air Sunday before the release of his book about his FBI tenure. President Trump this morning says McCabe pretends to be a poor little angel, when in fact he was a big part of the crooked Hillary scandal and the Russia hoax. Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. Congress is set to move on avoiding another government shutdown this weekend by voting on a border security compromise. With President Trump's half-hearted signature expected but hardly guaranteed, congressional leaders planned votes Thursday on the sweeping package. Passage first by the Republican-led Senate, then the Democratic-controlled House was virtually certain, with sizable numbers of both parties' members set to vote yes. Bargainers formally completed the accord moments before midnight. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he hopes colleagues join him in approving the deal.
We'll be voting to avoid a second partial shutdown and provide the certainty of a fully functioning federal government.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress should approve it and President Trump should sign it.
Everyone, I believe including the president, wants to avoid a repeat of what happened before Christmas. Everyone wants to avoid another senseless government shutdown.
The Democrat-controlled U.S. House voted to cut off military assistance to the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. The measure must now be voted on by the Senate. The White House has threatened to veto it. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has urged European allies to withdraw from the 2015 Iran nuclear deal, calling Tehran the leading state sponsor of terror in the world. Pence addressed an international conference on the Middle East hosted by the U.S. and Poland in Warsaw.
Freedom-loving nations must stand together to hold the Iranian regime accountable for the evil and violence it's inflicted on its people, on the region, and the wider world.
The U.S. pulled out of the multi-nation Iran nuclear agreement last year and reimposed sanctions. The Trump administration initially said Iran would be the focus of the Warsaw event, but organizers broadened its scope to include the Israeli-Palestinian dispute and battles against the Islamic State group, Syria, and Yemen. The top Pentagon official said Thursday the U.S. will not reduce its troop presence in Afghanistan on its own. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan told reporters after meeting with NATO defense chiefs, if U.S. troop cuts are made, either in connection with peace negotiations with the Taliban or in other circumstances, Washington will consult with the alliance to ensure coordination. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg salutes the Afghanistan peace efforts by a U.S. envoy.
U.S. envoy Ambassador Collisard has kept allies closely updated of his efforts for a peace settlement. We fully support those efforts. We continue to consult on the implications of a possible peace deal.
American and Taliban officials are set to meet Monday in Pakistan for a new round of direct peace negotiations aimed at paving the way for a political settlement to the 17-year-old war in Afghanistan. Egypt's parliament began voting Thursday on constitutional amendments that would allow President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi to stay in power, possibly until 2034, and further enshrine a role for the military in state affairs. The amendments are almost certain to pass, allowing the former general-turned-president 12 more years of potential rule after his second term expires in 2022. Critics argue that Egypt is slipping back into authoritarianism 8 years after a pro-democracy uprising ended autocrat Hosni Mubarak's three-decade rule. Colombian President Iván Duque says he wants to put an end to the brutal dictatorship in Venezuela. Duque met with President Trump Wednesday to talk about efforts to drive President Nicolas Maduro from power. Mr. Trump said Venezuela is in turmoil. Maduro blocking humanitarian aid from crossing the border with Colombia is showing bad faith. He has said he's not ruling out military intervention, but has yet to say under what conditions he would send in U.S. forces. The U.S. and about 50 other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
Voice of OA1. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.